Sachet Yom HaParadal, Mishnah Dal, Choyom HaYechoyte B'Shal Ketzer, U'Mahare B'Toich Shal Zov. V'Hayom Choyte B'Shal Zov, U'Bach HaYom Machlet.
Every day, when they brought the Ketorah from the Mizbech HaPnimi, they would first shovel out coals from the Mizbech HaChitim for the purpose of burning the Ketorah from those coals, and they would use a silver shovel to shovel out the coal before shaking the coal into a gold shovel, and then they brought the gold shovel into the Mizbech HaMehechel. Now, the reason why they didn't use a gold shovel to shovel it out was because it would cause the gold to get rubbed out, and the Torah chasam mamon sheyisrael. The Torah does not want mamon sheyisrael to go to waste, so therefore they used the silver shovel first, and then it was shaken out into the gold shovel. But Yom Kippurim was different. On Yom Kippurim, they did not want to be matriach the kohen gadol, causing him to do extra work by shaking the kohen from one shovel to another. So therefore, they did use a gold shovel to shovel out the kohen on Yom Kippurim for the ketores. The chol yom chote b'shal arbat kabin u'ma'ara b'tok shal shoshes kabin v'hayom chote b'shal shoshes kabin u'bahayim achnas. Every day, they would shovel out four kabin of coal, even though they only needed three kabin, and they would shovel a little bit of extra coal because they wanted to shovel out a heaping amount of coal that would be hit or mitzvah, that some of the coal would fall off, and then they would shake into the golden shovel three kabin worth of coal, which is the amount that they needed. But in Yom Kippurim, as we said, they did not shake the coal from one shovel to another, so therefore, they shoveled out the exact amount of coal that they needed for the ketores, which was three kabin. Rabbi Yosi Omer, b'chol yom chote b'shal so'ah, u'ma'ara b'toch shal shoshes kabin, b'ayom chote b'shal shoshes kabin, u'ba hayamach. Rabbi Yosi says that every day they had a very big shovel that they shoveled out the coals, and they had a shovel that held a saw, six kabin of coals, and then they would shake those coals into a shovel that held only three kabin, so half of the coals would get scattered out when they shook it into the golden shovel. But in Yom Kippur, obviously, agrees with the Tanakhama that they use a shovel that held exactly three kabin, and that's the amount that was brought in to the Hechel and into the Kodesh Kedoshim. B'chol yom hoisa kveda, b'yom kala. Every day the shovel was heavy, the shovel that was used to shovel out the coals was heavy, it was very thick. But today, on Yom Kippurim, they used a light shovel. The Kohen Gadol has to do a lot of avodah on Yom Kippurim. They wanted to make things easier for him, so a shovel that was very thin was used to shovel out the coals on Yom Kippurim. B'chol yom ha'isa yada k'sara v'hayom aruka. The shovel that was used every day of the year to shovel out the coal for the ketores had a short handle, but on Yom Kippurim they use a shovel with a long handle. As we said, they want to make things easier for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, and it is easier to carry a shovel with a long handle as it could be supported with his arms. He could use more than just his hands to carry the shovel. B'chol yom haya zahava yarok v'ayom edom divrei Rabbi Menachem. Rabbi Menachem holds the shovel that was used every day to carry the coals into the Hechel was made out of a greenish gold, but today in Yom Kippurim, they had a shovel that was made from red gold, which is a more chasuv gold. B'chol yom makriv pras b'shachris upras ben harabayim. V'hayom mosif melo chavnos. Every day, including Yom Kippurim, they brought the ketores in the morning and the evening, and each time they brought a pras, which is the weight of a half a mana. On Yom Kippurim, although they also brought the ketores of a pras in the morning and the evening, they also had an additional ketores that was brought in the Kodesh Kedashim, which they brought the amount of Malo Chafnav, which is the amount that filled the hands of the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom hoisa daka v'ayom daka mina daka. The ketores that was brought every day was daka. They ground it up very fine. It was very fine ketores, but on Yom Kippurim, the special ketores that they brought on Yom Kippurim in the Kodesh Kedashim with Dakam and Adaka was ground up even finer than the normal ketores.
Every day when the Kohanim went to the top of the stand, they went up to the east of the ring. The Yordan Gemara. When they came down from the stair, they came down from the west side of the ring. The reason being, Talmud said, Kol pino sa tapone aloni e ala darak yamin. All the turns that he makes to the west. So therefore, when they went up and they entered the Kevet before them on the right side. When they came down, the front was at our boat, their right, and they came down. Mehai, the young youngster told him, Kohen Gadol Olav Ba'emsa, the Yoli Ba'em. The Kohen Gadol went up the middle of the ramp and came down in the middle. So, how hush of the Israelis heard that the was done by them. And that he could walk to whatever part of the Kevet he needed. Rabbi Yoda, remember? Ola, Kohen Gadol Olav Ba'emsa, the Yoli Ba'em. All your ramp, Kohen Gadol goes up the middle of the ramp and comes down the middle. Every day, the Kohen Gadol, when he washes his hands and feet, he does so from the Kiva. The Hazon and Ayumaki Purim, and the Kiva Tova, from the Golden Zerk, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the Ola, Kohen Gadol, Kari, Yodok, or Raglo, and the Kiva Tova. All year round, also, the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and feet from the Golden Zerk.